And we start with President Obama's announcement today that families of Americans held hostage by terrorist groups will no longer have to fear prosecution if they pay ransoms, and the government will help them facilitate contact with hostage takers, although the existing law prohibiting the government from paying ransom will still stand. Three Americans were directly killed by ISIS. The group claimed two more were killed by airstrikes while held hostage. Their families and friends speak of finding themselves suddenly plunged into a world they barely understood with no help from their own government. Phil Balboni is the CEO of Global Post, a reporting outlet. He worked with the family of James Foley to try to secure his release. He says the family was trying to raise money for a ransom, even though it was illegal. So, Phil, your thoughts on this change in policy?
Well, I think the president has made the right decision. I wish it had come before August 19th, when Jim was killed. But I think it will help to coalesce the various government agencies that work on these things.
And talk about the coordination. There's going to be a hostage fusion cell, they're calling it. It'll coordinate these multiple agencies. But more of your thoughts on just this idea that family members will work with the government.
Well, you know, we worked with the FBI and other government agencies, and I think the FBI is the historic agency and is the right one.
Well, it's interesting. You did speak with some agencies. We've spoken with other parents. The mother of Theo Padnos, who thankfully was released, talks about sitting in her kitchen talking by Skype with some shady character in another world with interpretation by someone she met locally who spoke the language. I mean, completely on her own.
Yes, Nancy was. She was completely on her own. You know, we had, Global Post had expended, you know, a lot of effort to help Jim and the Foleys, but Mrs. Curtis did not have that help. But, you know, even the best advised hostage family still does not have the resources and skills of the United States government. And, you know, 15 European hostages, almost all of them journalists, were brought home alive. Their governments, even though this has never been publicly acknowledged, either by the governments of France and Spain and Italy and the others, or by the hostages themselves.
Well, but you know the debate, that foreign governments do pay ransoms, and American families have to watch heartbroken as others leave captivity, their loved ones don't.
Yes.
But the U.S. government still believes that government ransoms will still cause more kidnappings, and it means that these foreign governments are bankrolling terrorism.
You know, I understand that point of view and that argument, and there are many intelligent people who express it. I think it's a decision that should be left to the families, and I think that's what the president is acknowledging in his new policy. The results really speak for themselves. Four dead Americans, 15 alive Europeans. Sometimes there is no alternative. And people who have not gone through this, it's easy to sit back, you know, in your kitchen, your living room, or your office, or wherever you might be, and to take a position that is supposedly pure on this issue. But in the trenches, where life is real and where lives are at stake, sometimes things have to be done. And I think it's naive to assume that terrorists, particularly Islamic State, which has an overt and specific policy of kidnapping individuals, will stop simply because a policy is slightly different. They're not going to stop.
Did the Foley family pay a ransom?
No. The kidnappers made a demand of 100 million euros in one of the five emails that they sent to us. They never negotiated a serious, realistic amount as they did with the Europeans. We believed that they were going to get to that point after they finished dealing with the European hostages. They had specifically left the American and British hostages for last, knowing that they would be more difficult. But tragically, the bombing, the United States bombing of the Islamic State after they overran Iraq really sealed Jim's fate, and there were no more negotiations.
Yeah. Phil Balboni, co-founder and CEO of Global Post, on today's announcement of a change in policy towards families whose loved ones are held hostage by terrorist groups. Phil, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.